This is Jeffrey Hoppe, channeler for the Tobias Materials. You're listening to a live Tobias channel presented at the Crimson Circle Gathering in Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado. In order to fully enjoy the love and the energy of this channel, I suggest you find a quiet and relaxing place where you don't have interruptions or distractions. And it's best not to listen to this recording while driving in a vehicle. Then give your intent to receive all of the gifts and all of the energy that are available through Spirit, Tobias, and the Crimson Council. I hope you enjoy this recording. Many blessings to you, and thank you for the light work that you do. And so it is, dear friends, that we return again to our gathering of Chambra, our gathering of this circle. Now, we continue a bit here from where we left off. We will talk for a moment about your runners. As we have said to you time after time, as we have told you at the end of each channel that we have done with you, that you are never alone. You are never alone from the standpoint that up until recently there were guides who were at your side, who held the balance of energy for you. You are never alone from the standpoint that on this side of the veil, in the non-human, non-earth side, there is a team, there is an entourage of angels, many angels who work with you, who work with the energies, who continually send you love, the angels that also take the essence of what you are creating here, this golden honey-like energy that comes from your enlightenment and understandings that spread this around appropriately, that help to guide it to the right places. There are teams of angels who do nothing but wait for you to come back between lifetimes, that know well how to work with you and work with the others. When you return, do you know that when you return to our side, you carry such strong attributes of your human experience with you that many times you do not even see us, see the angels, for if you have not believed in them, or if you have shut us off, it is difficult to reconnect when you come back. You bring back the attributes, and particularly the strong emotions that you carried with you on earth. There are teams of angels that work with you, that work with the other humans, to help bring them back into a spiritual balance, back to the angel that they truly are. They help to adjust and release the energies of the human experience that you just went through. There are those who return to our side of the veil upon death as a human, and it takes much time and much energy and much love and nurturing of them. It can take, hundreds of years of time and many more when there are those that come back with especially strong emotions or have gone through trauma. It can take much, much time for them to open their eyes and to awaken into this place that is like a home away from home, into this reception hall that they come back into. Dear friends, there are many who serve you, scores and legions of angels who serve you, ones who work with you day to day, ones who work in the background with the energies that you are creating. The runners that we spoke of earlier, These are angels whose task it is to take these vibrational waves that you are now beginning to send out from your new house. And they are there to chaperone these waves on their journey. They're there to help assure that these vibrations that you are emitting get to the right place. They fly alongside of these vibrations. But more than anything, they're there to assure and to maintain the appropriate balance that the reflection of these vibrations, this love that you are sending out, then brings back the appropriate thing. It is somewhat of a interesting, difficult task that they have, for in the return vibration, what comes back to you, there are many things that would attempt to block its way, finding its way to you appropriately. Take, for instance, the ones who gather in the second circle. They will be touched by your vibration, and they will begin a journey of finding their way to you. There are many things that will get in the way of the journey. It could be issues like money. They do not have the money to pay you for your service. Perhaps not even the money for the car or plane or bus journey to get to you. The runners are there to work with the energies to help the potential realize its highest level. They are there to clear the path for the one that is seeking to find you. And they will come to your door and they will say, I am not sure how I made it here. For I did not have the money and then it appeared to me. And I did not have the energy, but then I was filled with it. And I did not know the directions and someone gave it to me. I am not sure how this happened. Dear friends, these are the runners doing their work. They cannot, they cannot do it for you, but they can facilitate, they can expedite the process that you've begun within your own house. They stand in neutral until they are activated by your brushstroke, by your passion, and by the waves of vibration that you send out. For those who will go home tonight and lie in bed and say, dear runners, please bring me such and such. It does not work that way. It does not work that way. They work with the energies that are coming from your house, from your one chakra, and they facilitate the path going out and the path coming back in. They are there. They are a team of angels that has volunteered to work for you. They are in service. They are in service to you. Much like when you go to a restaurant and there is a staff that is in service and that is their job, and they like to be acknowledged for it. Not to be felt sorry for or looked down upon, but acknowledged. They love to be in service. Your runners are the same. Their love and their passion and their learning at the soul level is to be in service to you. They work for you. It would be most appropriate for you to talk to them, to send them love, to have fun with them. They do like playing games, by the way, when they are off duty. Some will have, answering the question that has come up, some will have a dozen runners and some will have hundreds. There are many tasks and it depends upon the complexity. It is not about how many runners that you have. It is about the work that they are doing. Do not pride yourself in having 12 by 12 runners. It does not necessarily make you a better teacher, It is about the task and the size of the task that they are doing. The runners are indeed angels. They indeed have identities and personalities. They are there for you. You cannot ask them to go create a new job for you. But when you create that vibration from within, that vibration that is without intent or agenda, they take that energy to the most appropriate places and they return what is most appropriate for you. This lesson, this dancing with what comes to your door, dear friends, as we said, will challenge you. And while there are some here who think that they will step into this easily tonight, the old tendencies will want to come back. The tendency to want to control what happens, and want to plan what happens, and the tendency to not trust what happens. Dear friends, in your divinity, in your new emerging divinity, you will be a creator in a different sense. This will take a bit of work. For those who are working at the local circle level, this would be a good thing to discuss, to work with. For those who are trying on their own but having difficulty or perhaps not the patience or not the results that they would like, again, we encourage you to work with others through your internet forum and through local groups and talking to others. This is a time for Chambra to connect with each other, to share experiences. There is much to be learned from each other. Your runners are an important source for you. They are part of your team. They are in service. They are waiting for the command that comes from your heart. And with that, we will begin with our questions.
Tobias, it seems that with all of the negative things in the news, people are being forced to explore their dark side, the parts of themselves that have not been consciously explored but indeed dictate their actions. I presume so these aspects can be healed. Can you comment more on this process and the intensity in the coming months?
Indeed, what you are seeing in your headlines is the conflict and dichotomy between the old energy and the new. There are energies that have been suppressed for a long time that are choosing to be free now. There are also old karmas that have been unresolved that are seeking a balance. In this next few years of time, dear friends, you will see much turmoil around you, but it does not have to be within you. This is the lesson of standing behind the short wall. As we mentioned many months ago, you will see your stock markets go up and down without apparent logic. This is the attempt to find the balance between the old and the new. This will be the adjustments that are necessary to go on. As we've mentioned before, you will continue to see your earthquakes. You will see the shatterings that take place. For even within the earth is the attempt to transition from the old to the new. And as each one of you here, each one of you reading this knows, it is not so easy to release the old and go into the new. There are things that cry out for attention. There are other elements and energies that do not want to be released. There is even your human ego, as you would call it, that is not so sure it is ready to give up this control. Each time you look at your headline and see of the shootings in the schools and of your public places, and yes, even of the airports, these are difficult things. They tear at your heart, we know, but understand the appropriateness of this and understand that this is simply part of the process. It is, in a way, about understanding the dark side. In answer to the question, there are many humans that have been trained that there is the right and the wrong. It is the old duality, the old energy. And the new energy, as you are finding out, there is the all. It is no longer about left, right, or center. It is no longer about the white marble and the dark marble. It's about the four that work together. These will be difficult months to go through. If you read your newspaper, you will see much drama and much trauma. Again, dear friends, each of you now is beginning to live in your new house. It is not that you are isolated from these things, but you have deeper understandings of them. We will continue to talk of these things that happen in your earth as they do, but each time you see this, understand this is part of the transition into the new energy, and this is the very reason why teachers will be needed. Teachers like you. This is why we continue to encourage you on your path. There will be a need for those who have learned to integrate their divinity, who have walked in the new energy. There will be a need for hundreds and then thousands and then tens of thousands of teachers of the new energy of Earth.
Tobias, will we be able to fully experience the new energy in our current lifetime, or will it take another eon of earthly time, such as the period between the firewall and now?
It will not be eons of energy. As we see, and as those who came to our gathering recently, the ones who do the measurements, dear friends, you will see it in your lifetime, most of you. You will come to that place of your own divinity. You may not see it in the world outside of your house, but you will see it within you. And when you do, you will have a greater understanding of what is happening outside of you. You will be filled with compassion and understanding for it. It has been discussed that there is a turning point in your earth, a quantum leap point of the year 2012. We continue from the Crimson Council perspective to say that you are ahead of schedule, that it will not be in 11 years of your time, but you will begin to see the true quantum leaps closer to the year 2007 based on where you are at now, based on the change in human consciousness. This ties back into the first question. The closer you come to this point of quantum leap, the more conflict and turmoil you will see around you, but it does not have to be within you. This is an excellent question.
Tobias, what is the relationship between accepting and allowing and intent? If we are truly accepting and allowing, why would we want to exercise intent?
That is the very point of our channel on this day. It is no longer necessary, as difficult of a concept as this will be, for you to understand. Even we see Kaldra does not understand this so well. He will have much work to do. Accepting and allowing is also being in the now, being in a state of grace, being in a state of knowingness of your own divinity. As we said, when you create the broad brushstroke, there is no need for intent. You do not have to direct that new and emerging energy to any specific place. That will be the challenge for many of you. You will want to take that brush and you will want to say, give me a relationship. Give me $1,000. Give me one thing or the other. You will be limiting the power that you have by creating intent. Indeed, allowing, accepting, and knowing. Allowing, accepting, and knowing will become the energy of the day. After you create the broad stroke, after you add your passion to it, dear friends, simply sit back. The appropriate things will come knocking at your door.
Tavares, I've always thought of suicide as a leap of faith. Would you comment on assisted suicide?
There are those that know in their consciousness that it is time to leave. They're not necessarily depressed where they have gone through that stage. They're not angry, for they have also walked through those emotions. They know it is time to leave, but sometimes the physical body does not want to go. The physical body and the old energy has somewhat of a mind of its own, as you have discovered. For those who choose the assisted suicide, they know at the core level of who they are that it is time to go. They have had plenty of talks with themselves, with spirit, and the angels. They know it is time. Dear friends, as we have said in gatherings like this, there is no judgment, condemnation on our part. For those who choose to leave, there is as much joy and celebration when they return home as any others. In their hearts, they know it is time to go. In their contracts, they have already worked out with the others who come to assist them with this process. It is the thought and the feeling of the Crimson Council that this should be a sacred and honored time for the human, not a time of shame and guilt.
Tavares, I have been in extreme emotional reactions to things I thought I'd cleared, and I have extreme passion to be a teacher of the new energy, but find no avenues. This is very distressing. Any insights?
Indeed, dear one. Indeed, you are trying too hard. It is difficult to transition from the old energy into the new. You are looking for tools that you have used in the old energy to try to move into the new. It is time to put these down, your old thoughts, your old ways. Here within this circle, within Shambhu, we are channeling back to you the new ways that you are discovering are the ones that work, are the ones that are effective. Spend more time in your new house. Create without intent. This will challenge you. Create without intent. For at the core of you, you know of all the appropriate things. But you are, as we have said before, getting in your own way. Intent in the case, in the sense that you use it, indeed does get in the way and limit the potential of creation.
Dear Tobias, am I correct in my understanding that there are only four areas of our lives that it is appropriate to paint the broad stroke for, and is it appropriate to paint more than one at once?
We have used these four areas to help you define those things that challenge you as a human. There is a tendency for the human to make their challenges much larger than what they truly are. By defining these in the four areas, it helps you to realize that they truly are not as major as what your mind would sometimes tell you. When you use the broad brush, when you begin the new vibrational process, again, we say to you, do not have specific intent. And if there is any intent, if you do feel a need, simply ask for the intent of balance, a balance of relationship, a balance of biology and abundance, and in particular, for your own self-worth to be balanced. Put no other spin on it. Ask for nothing in particular. Do not make demands of spirit and do not beg spirit. If there is a need for any type of wish in your heart, when you create with a broad stroke, simply have it be balance. Balance in the energy of four that you are moving into has a powerful factor that ties directly back into your divinity. And thank you for this question.
Tobias, please tell us the story of your sojourn on Earth wherein you died in prison and did not have the fortitude to return. Tell us the lessons you learned, the despair, fear, anger, and desolation. If I could read all the real experiences of a real angel and what the benefit to all of us that lifetime was, if I could read of a personal account of a journey in this dimension and it was someone we actually knew of, I would have something I could relate to.
To summarize, for this is a long story that will be contained in one of the books that Kaldra will write. I had chosen in this lifetime, I had chosen this process of being imprisoned for one of the things that I was working at from the soul level was to break out of the conscious prison that I had placed myself in. I had achieved much that I wanted to as a human in the many lifetimes that I had. The lifetimes in Atlantis were indeed the most powerful, but yet the most traumatic for me. And I chose as my final lifetime upon Earth in that particular cycle to die in prison to truly understand the walls that I had placed around myself. I chose to die alone so that I would have to rely on those powers and those energies from the unseen rather than from people in the human form. I chose a time of quiet, and although there was much physical suffering and much mental torment, I learned to overcome these things. I learned to go very deep within. It was my first experience with what I now speak to you of as the new house. I found comfort, and I found energy, and I found love within myself, and it took the walls of a prison for this to happen. Otherwise, I would have been out continuing my businesses, continuing my relationships. I would have been continuing my outer work and chose this lifetime under contract to have this place as my final in that cycle. There will be a day when I return following in your footsteps. There will be a day that I will come to a number of you to be my teacher. We will have some laughs about that.
Dear Tobias, you've said that many of the New Age beliefs and practices are now old energy. I am currently studying a method of energy healing based on the seven chakra system. You keep saying that we now have only one chakra. So is the healing method I'm studying obsolete or old energy?
It is very appropriate for many of those that you will work with, for the vast, vast, vast majority of humans on Earth continue to work with the seven chakra. It is a small number of humans who are now integrating into one. The work that you were doing with these seven energy centers will be most appropriate. But as we have mentioned before, take these things that you are learning, take these healing arts that you are working with now or learning, and add your own new energy understanding to them. Even beyond what is obvious in the books and the classes that you study are greater understandings. These understandings come from the all. In direct answer to your question, in a sense, yes, we would call this old energy, but it is most appropriate for ones who you will be working with will come from there.
Tobias, what is the validity of current predictions of no meat, fish, and grains in our future?
Not true. Dear friends, there are energies that are needed to support life on your planet. These will continue, but they will be refined. When there are tragedies, when there are crises, as with your beef in England, this causes the scientists and the public and your governments to look at new and more refined ways. This is, in a sense, a transition from the old energy to the new, where something must pop up, something must fester or cause a problem for it to be reevaluated, and then humankind as a whole, consciousness as a whole, moves to the next level. Again, as you stand behind your short wall, you will not pass judgment for any of these things, but you will understand a bigger reason for why they are happening. Meats, grains, fruits, and vegetables, it does not matter, dear friends. These are not, negative things. These are resources for feeding the biology. As you are in your new house, you create with a broad stroke, you add your passion. Know that the appropriate nutrients will also be brought to you. Know that it is time for your biology to change its patterns. These will show up at your door. When one comes to you with what sounds like a silly sounding food or something that you would not normally take into your body, look again. It is being brought to you for important reasons. It would not be so unusual even to, going to extreme here, but to have a diet of cookies for a while. Do not be so much in judgment of what is right or wrong for your body. Understand that what comes to your door is brought there in all appropriateness. Then it is time for you to dance with it.
Tobias, in one of your earlier messages, you stated that trust is the one energy attribute that would help make the process of ascension smoother. If this is so, why is trust so hard for me to obtain? I feel I would be able to eliminate all of my nagging doubts and develop a true trust in my higher self if I could only have some evidence that my higher self really exists. Where can I go to find this evidence? And please, don't tell me to go into my house and shut the door because I've already been there. I would really prefer to witness a miracle or two. Or is there some agreement we have made with spirits which prevents this? Please help.
Oh, dear one. There is little that we can say, for you are determined to do it your way. You are determined to continue using tools of the old energy. You are determined that you will find trust in your mind, and you will not. You will not find it there. You will not find it on a piece of paper. You will not find it defined in a book. Trust comes from within. We will not tell you to go into your new house and close the door, for you've asked us not to. You are one of the same who will hear a knocking at the door and refuse to answer it and get angry, for you will wonder why this knocking is disturbing your peace and quiet. And we will say to you, there is a reason that it is there. You hold on so tight. You have much fear surrounding what you do. You will continue to be challenged by this new energy until you truly learn to let go. It is challenging, we know. There is no ridicule or judgment here. It is very challenging. There are ones who sit here tonight and read this as well. They know the depths of letting go. They know that even after you let go, you will need to let go again. And you will need to let go again and again. And each time you let go, you learn something more of faith and something more of trust. But if you expect a miracle, dear friend, you are looking in the wrong place. You do not want to acknowledge that the miracle comes from within. You are asking for something outside of you and not willing to acknowledge that you indeed are the creator.
Tobias, how is the Kundalini energy involved with this work?
In a sense, you could say that in the new energy, that passion is the Kundalini. Passion rises up from within you. Passion becomes the fuel of the vibration of who you are. Passion will help to rejuvenate your biology. Passion will go into your DNA strands, the strands that do the dance together, that emulate the very nature of Kundalini itself. The Kundalini of the new energy is the passion that comes from the rose.
Tobias, if my visualization of the lines of force connecting all worlds of creation a valid concept?
It is indeed, and you will come to greater understandings of this. Do not get locked in to the specifics. It is not time to write that book yet. You will continue to learn more of how the tapestry is woven. I ask you to give it another year or so of your time. And with that, we will take one more question on this night.
When we do work on other levels, what is really going on and how does this work affect us in physical reality?
you are indeed, all of you, multidimensional beings. There is much being done at other levels. As we mentioned, the runners specifically work with your energies, taking it through the dimensions, taking it through time and space, taking it into new realities that are being created. For Chambra, for family, we say not to become overly concerned about these multidimensional states, these other areas that you are working. This will be, Kaldra laughs at us here, this will be an entirely new series of lessons that are taught in an advanced way later on, where we will work with you to help you see what is happening in the multidimensional layers and to see how the very work that you are doing is truly affecting other things, not even just of your world. But now, for the time being, we ask Chambra to focus on what is happening in your life. Focus on how you are now able to be creators for the first time, true creators in all of your existence on Earth. Why will this be challenging to you here with the lessons that we are giving, with the lessons of dancing, with what comes to your front door? Because you have never truly been able to be full creators. You have been following a plan. You've been following contracts that were somewhat predetermined. Now there is the complete ability to be creators. So we ask you to focus on these things now. Stay with us in this series. Stay with us as we move forward. There will come a time soon enough where we journey off with you into the other realms, and you will see how you can not only affect and create things here in this human reality, but all around you, in other levels as well. These are very powerful concepts, but let us learn first to walk before we run. Dear friends, there is much that has been covered here on this day that will take review on your part. When you are reviewing this material, there are ones who will be watching over your shoulder. The ones that watch over your shoulders will be the very ones that will soon enough knock at your door looking for a teacher. They are the ones who have a vested interest in making sure you truly understand the lessons here, that you truly understand how to create from the inside and wait for it to come back to you. As always, we enjoy our time together. We enjoy these lessons. We enjoy your humor, your laughter, and your tears. There is one thing that we give to each of you. Each of you here, each of you reading this and affected by this. And it is being prepared now as we speak by your runners who are in service to you. It is being prepared by the angels, and they are smiling. Dear friends, there will be a special gift at your door from us to you, a very special gift. It will indeed be a gift that you enjoy, a gift that perhaps will bring tears to your eyes. It is from our love to you. You are never alone on your journey. And so it is.